This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Few enemies, stoppers, skeptics, atheists, lunatics, weirdos, and the sort of bad guys. And, of course, all you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. If you're looking for Bradley, he's off today. Tim Brown, the editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com. And happy to have you join with us. Bradley was letting me know before the show we have taken on 85 terrestrial affiliates, that's real radio stations out there over the air, and we're on GCN over the internet in 53 countries, and so we're happy to have you guys with us. Thank you for joining us for the hour here on Sons of Liberty Radio. If you want to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. We'll be taking a look over there in just a minute when we get into the show, sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also, if you want to find us, we're on a variety of social media outlets. So Facebook has a social lookup for Sons of Liberty Radio or Sons of Liberty Media. And also, if you want to follow Bradley on Twitter, that's BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1, B-R-A-D-L-E-E, Dean1 on Twitter. Been a lot of talk here recently about President Trump with regard to his speech at the U.N., a lot of people have high praise for that speech, and some of the things rightly so. Some things definitely rightly so. But we're going to probably talk about that. I had a guest scheduled to be here. Was going to try to get a guy on, but I think we've had some breakdown. Even though we have somebody on hold who I have no idea who it is, and I have not been able to find out who that is. So it may be him. We'll find out at the first segment. Anyway, I want to point you over to sonsoflibertymedia.com before we get into the whole United Nations thing. Stories over there of some notoriety you might want to check out at sonsoflibertymedia.com. North Korean defector details horrific government murders and sex slavery under Kim Jong-un. Their bodies were blown to bits and totally destroyed. This person claims that a musician band, 11 members of a 11 musicians were murdered, that they were shot up for creating a pornographic video. I'm not all for creating pornographic videos, but they describe this, the parent defector describes it as destroying their bodies, blown to bits. And that's how this defector describes what took place there. Also at sonsoflibertymedia.com, you've got a rebuttal to an op-ed that appeared at the Daily Caller from an illegal alien invader named Esmerella Tover Contreras. Now, Ms. Contreras did not come to this country of her own volition. She came here when she was two with her parents who were illegal aliens. And so a lot of us, obviously we're going to have sympathy towards children who are brought here. They're not the ones making decisions. Mom and dad are there. And read the piece. I think you'll find something interesting here. She claims to be Christian conservative, and yet she has an illegitimate child by her fiancé who serves in our U.S. Army. Now stop and let that sink in for a minute, okay? But you'll read the piece. It's by Suzanne Hamner. And Suzanne walks through how Ms. Contreras is not responsible for the crimes or the sins of her mother and father. I mean, even as the scripture says, the sons are not, called to action. There's no accountability there for the son's sins. I mean, the father's sins for the son, even though God does say that he will visit the iniquities of the fathers upon the children to the third and fourth generation. And there's a reason for that. It's because it's generational, the things that we teach. So that is a part. However, Suzanne goes on to point out that when this lady reached the age in this country that we consider people to be accountable at 18, she didn't go and say, hey, my parents did this. I need to make sure that, you know, I'm doing things lawfully here in the country under the law to express that admiration for the law. She says that she upholds in the Republic. She says she upholds, but thumbs her nose at this and says she's not looking for a handout and this, that, and the other, but they are. They're looking to sidestep the law of what's in place. And so I encourage you to read that, share it with your friends online. Interestingly enough, that was written at the Daily Caller. I came across a video the other day. It's a couple of years old, but it's very telling. Tucker Carlson, I mean, he's not a dummy. He's a very smart guy. And in the video, you'll hear him basically say, now I'm paraphrasing what he's getting at, but he says, if you don't believe the official story about 9/11, you're a moron. Okay? And he's addressed in here with several questions. Look, I don't believe every conspiracy theory out there on 9/11 or anything, but I think there are things that warrant some questions. I've read the pros and cons. I even recommend a book at the end of the article that I wrote there called The 11th Day. It's the story of 9/11, and it's on the things that are actually documented. In fact, I wrote another article based on a journal type entry that was given to the alleged hijackers to encourage them in the way that they were set as far as Islamic Jihad, as far as what Allah had said, what he expected of them, what Muhammad had said, these kinds of things. That came out of that book, actually. That was something that I didn't know anything about before because it wasn't in the 9/11 Commission report. And that book seeks to debunk some of the theories that are out there. However, one of the things you want to check out is Tucker's obviously asked about Building 7. And instead of giving an answer, he mocks the guys. He's told, you just have to watch it. Take time and watch it. Watch some of the other videos and see if the point's not made that there's some evidence that needs to be looked at in answer to that. Also, Trump nails it at the United Nations. Socialism is pernicious and evil. That's by our friend Eric Rush, the other Rush. Check that out on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Also, the Pope welcomes Jihad Tide Secretary General of the Muslim World League to the Vatican. Our good friend Robert Spencer, check that out at SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. U.S. sets up the first permanent base in Israel, as well as the Afghan president explains the difference between Trump and Obama. It's night and day. Check out Bradley's latest article. I never said anything about it being Donald Trump. You did. Check that out at SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. On the other side of the break, we're going to pick up and look at the United Nations. You want to join in? 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We'll see you on the other side.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back into the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we are asking you to join our family and join in this fight by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. When you become a son or daughter of liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Jan at RestoringOurPromise.com. Bradley was a speaker at our Restoring Our Promise event, and we were so glad he was. Bradley demonstrates a deep knowledge of what made our country great, who our founders were, and what they believed. Without this information, we're easily misled by those who desire to harm us. His knowledge of our history and God's influence in our country shows why we have risen to the place we have. Our country needs to remember this, and Bradley says it in plain English so that anyone who wants to know can understand.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. If you want to join in anytime, please stick to the topic, 1-866-582-9933. We're going to be talking President Trump and the United Nations speech that occurred earlier this week on Tuesday. There were a lot of good things that were said in there. What can you say? There were some good things that were said in there. But there were a lot of things that weren't said in there that needed to be said. In fact, in my opinion, there were things that needed to be said to the United Nations as soon as Trump got in office, like, get out of our country, okay? I'll just tell you what I really think. And I'm going to show you why during the rest of this hour, Lord willing. But on Tuesday, Trump addressed the United Nations for the first time, and he spoke against anti-American ideologies. Specifically when it came to North Korea, Iran, and you probably heard about the situation going on down in Venezuela now. And, you have totalitarian regimes in all of these areas, socialists, communists, Islamists, who are running things there. Now, understand that when I speak about these things, I want to distinguish something because a lot of people don't get this. When I address Islam, I'm addressing the ideology. I'm addressing what is taught. I am not speaking about Muslims in general, okay? I'm speaking about the ideology. Because there are, look, Muslims need to hear the gospel as much as anybody else. So do the people who are in Venezuela. So do the people who are in North Korea. So what I'm addressing is an ideology, okay? Some are saying that Trump, as far as his message, it was an America First speech. And here's one of the lines that he gave. The United States will forever be a great friend to the world and especially to its allies. That's a good. But we can no longer be taken advantage of or enter into a one-sided deal where the United States gets nothing in return. He went on to say, Too often the focus of this organization has not been on results, but on bureaucracy and process. Like that hasn't been in every government, basically, that's been established. In some cases, states that seek to subvert the institution's noble ends, now think about that because we're going to talk about it in a minute, noble ends have hijacked the very systems that are supposed to advance them. We also thank the Secretary General for recognizing that the United Nations must reform if it is to be an effective partner in confronting threats to sovereignty, security, and prosperity. Think about that one for a moment, too. There are, just in that, okay, now you can check out the article on sonsoflibertymedia.com if you haven't watched the speech, if you haven't heard about that or whatever. It's called President Trump, If You Want America First or American Sovereignty, Don't Reform the UN, Abolish It. You can watch him give the speech. The transcript is there as well, along with some of my discussion I'm going to have today. And that is the United Nations. Simply because it exists, it is a threat to every nation's sovereignty, security, and prosperity. Do you hear me? It doesn't matter how much you want to quote-unquote. And always be careful when you hear anybody in public service talk about reforming something. Usually, it's something that just simply needs to go away, not be reformed. We kind of hear that with Obamacare, don't we? We need to repeal and replace or reform it. We need to reform the tax code. Going to tell you, do your homework and look in the tax code itself. Do your homework and look up and see who actually is to pay income taxes in this country. What you'll find is the majority of that applies to foreigners who work here. And a vast majority of people doesn't even apply to. Not saying there aren't income taxes, but vast majority there aren't. And if you ask the IRS for the law where that is, they're supposed to be able to provide that for you by their by law. But do your own homework on that. I'm just giving you an example of something that we hear all the time. Immigration reform. Well, what does that mean? It means amnesty. That's what it means. This idea that DACA is gone away just simply because Trump did what he did. Look, when I wrote on that, I said, good, he's taking a stand, but as soon as he said we're going to visit it in 6 months, you know what's coming. You know what's coming. There are going to be some people who get amnesty. They can call it what they want, but as long as they're getting a pass, like Ms. Contreras, the people serving in our military, what are we thinking having, you know, illegal aliens serving in our military? And you can say, well, they love our country. I don't get it. How do you love the country, but you violate the country's laws? How does that work? How is that happening? Is anybody on the same page with me here? How does that work? All right, so let's get to the meat of what we're talking about here with Trump. The United Nations has always been about bureaucracy. Always. It has never been about real results. It hasn't. In fact, I'm going to show you some things, and you're going to kind of ask the question of how are we even in the same place with people agreeing that we should do these things together when we don't even agree as a people ideologically? How does that work? Scripture asks us, right? It says, you know, how are two to walk together unless they're agreed? Well, the same thing applies here. And there is no reforming that's going to happen in the United Nations, despite what you hear from my former governor, Nikki Haley, who I consider to be a sellout here in South Carolina. Okay? Yeah, she talks tough and stuff. But here's the thing. She's saying, oh, it's having this drastic impact. And yeah, people are upset because he said some things that are against them. It's against their ideology. It's against their country. It's against the way they do things. Good. I'm glad. That's great. But continuing to pull the cart for these people so they can have a voice in it, and some of the things that I'm going to point out to you, I want you to keep in mind. Because, again, Trump seems like these are things we want to keep, and we just want to reform it. We want to keep this place, this United Nations. We want to keep it on our soul. We want to keep funding it. Now, to be fair to President Trump, he did, you know, cut some spending there. Some millions of dollars in UN funding, including what he claimed was the agency responsible for implementing the UN's population control agenda. But, you know, here's a question that I have. It's kind of like saying we're not going to give money to Planned Parenthood for abortions, but we're going to let them do whatever other kinds of things that aren't killing babies. But you can't determine where that money goes once it goes in there. If it goes in a big pot, how do you know what dollar you sent? They're going to use it for that. The fact of the matter is no money should ever be going to Planned Parenthood, just like no money should be going to what I consider to be the Tower of Babel, the new Tower of Babel. Okay? Let's come together and build a city so that we will not be destroyed. And I'm going to show you in a minute where their faith lies. It lies in the same place that Nimrod, his faith lied when he brought the people together to construct the Tower of Babel. It lies in faith in man, not faith in God, faith in man. All right? So let's start out. We'll pick it up on the other side of the break here in a little bit because we're coming up on that shortly. This organization is even more corrupt than Washington, D.C. Again, the farther you go away from government, this is why one world government is a really bad thing. Okay? Now, I believe all the world is under one governor, King Jesus. Okay? I believe that. But here's the thing. Even under that, he has designated leaders in countries and states and cities, counties, all that. It trickles down so that the people closest are the ones who are the best suited, in my opinion, and I think even a biblical structure, to govern, to help to govern the people. Ultimately, people are called on to be self-governing. This is why our founders would say that if you're not a religious, moral people, and they're talking about the religion of Christianity that's found in the scriptures and you're governed by the law of God, if you're not that, it doesn't matter who you have in charge, you're, you know, nothing works. And so we've lost that in our foundation, in our society, and as a result of that, we're seeing the problems that we see today because nobody wants to follow at all. We don't even want to give ear to what God would have to say to us. It is a wasteful organization that props up communism, Islam, socialism across the world because its ideology is totalitarian. The United Nations has been run by socialists and communists only from its inception in 1945. It's got an immoral education agency, and there are a ton of things we can point out, and some of those we're going to do right after we get back from the break. You don't want to miss this. This is going to be something that's going to be informative. You need to share it with your friends. Stick around.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you tuned into the Sons of Liberty Radio and you're looking for Bradley Dean, he is not on today. This is Tim Brown, editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com. I'm filling in from today. We're talking United Nations and the Trump speech. And now we're going to head off here in a little bit. But if you want a comment, please stick to the topic, 1-866-582-9933. You're welcome to make a comment, and we'll take you live here on the air. But keep in mind, this is an organization that has demonized the nation of Israel. Now, look, I'm not a, you know, all-in for Israel thing. I think they have a right to exist, to defend themselves, operate just in the same way as any other nation. Okay? I really do. I think if they're out of line and they're breaking the law, and I'm specifically referring to the law of God, I don't have a problem with them being rebuked over that and dealt with, okay? But the UN has demonized them while they have given Muslim nations a pass, okay? They've given Muslim nations a pass and communist nations. They've attacked American freedom. They've tried to influence our politics as far as weapons, as far as our environment with the EPA and things of that nature, as far as education, that's none of their business. But I'm going to show you why you're not going to reform them, because they think it is their business, and I'm going to show it to you in a little bit. They've attacked America's independence, which means they've attacked our sovereignty. Their peacekeeping soldiers have been raping children across the planet. We have that documented. They know it. And even shooting protesters, peaceful protesters, unarmed protesters. Remember, the bulk of the body of this organization is made up of the mindset of totalitarianism. Okay? Keep that in mind. The bulk of it is not made up of Christians or Christian-minded peoples around the world. They're made up of ideologies that are totalitarian. Now, one of the things that President Trump was really praised on, and rightfully so, was this quote, from the Soviet Union to Cuba, Venezuela, wherever socialism or communism has been adopted, it has delivered anguish, devastation, and failure. Those who preach the tenets of these discredited ideologies only contribute to the continued suffering of the people who live under these cruel systems. America stands with every person living under a brutal regime. Now, understand, I think what he's getting at is he does talk about free markets. He talks about, you know, capitalism and some things like that. And I think what he's getting at, he comes down to the end, he talks about brutal regimes. These governments, their mindset is to force the people into a slavery, per se, where they're working for the government. And the government meets their needs and rations to their needs and everything like that. And when the people don't fall in line, the government brings the boot down on them. Think 1984, if you've read it. It's kind of like that. Now, that's what Trump is addressing. And yet, this is the same Donald Trump who preaches the tenets of socialism and healthcare under universal healthcare. Okay? Now, I know there's a mixture of some things that he says that's not fully socialistic. I get that. That there is a part that goes into, but he preached that before the campaign. He's on record for saying that. And that's been something he's held to for years. He likes the Canadian system, which is completely socialistic. Okay? Apparently he's for safety net. That's socialism too. Can we go down the line? The fact that government thinks that they have a right to our taxes, and you say, well, how else are we going to fund government? How are we going to fund this? How are we going to take? You know, our forefathers did it pretty well without slapping that on us. I mean, our forefathers were ticked off at like a 2% tax, 3% at most. That's what that whole Boston Tea Party thing was about. They were ticked off about that, and they said, we're not going to have it. And here's some of you out there are paying well over 30% in your taxes, your income taxes. And let's not even get into the immorality of property taxes and things of that nature. We can look to Scripture for remedies of those things. But what I want you to think about is when Donald Trump spoke, here's one of the things that he said. I read it to you in the first segment, or excuse me, in the second segment. Too often the focus of this organization has not been on results, but on bureaucracy and process. In some cases, states that seek to subvert this institution's noble ends, notice what he calls them, noble ends, have hijacked the very systems that are supposed to advance them. Now, I want to ask you if these are noble ends. This comes from the United Nations website, their own website. It is the preamble to the Charter of the United Nations. Here's how it reads. And see if you don't get sort of this Genesis 10 thing, going on, where they're setting up the Tower of Babel. We, the peoples of the United Nations, determined to save succeeding generations from the scourge of war, which twice in our lifetime has brought untold sorrow to mankind. So they're going to save mankind from war. That's a big goal. Sounds to me like they want to be God. To reaffirm faith in fundamental human rights, in the dignity and worth of human person, in the equal rights of men and women, and of nations large and small, and to establish conditions under which justice and respect for the obligations arising from treaties and other sources of international law can be maintained, and to promote social progress and better standards of life in larger measure. So they want to reaffirm faith in human rights, faith in the human person, faith in equal rights of men and women, not faith in God. The only way you're going to get these rights and justice, like they say they want to have, and things of that nature, is to go back to your Creator. But they're not promoting faith in God. You'll never hear that at the United Nations. Are they? Everybody knows what I'm talking about. They're promoting faith in what is secular humanism. It is a practical Darwinism. And we know from some of their actions, they're not even really interested in a lot of this stuff. They're just fine with the murder of children in their womb by their mothers. They think, and I'm going to show you in a minute, they think they have the authority to tell America, the United States, what to do as far as their elections are concerned and their voting. If you remember the other year, there were several people who went to the United Nations asking them to intervene, and they started looking into it. We have people from other countries coming in and looking at our political process in the voting booths and stuff, and they don't need to be in there. It's none of their business. The charter goes on and it says, and for these ends, those that I read to you previously, to practice tolerance. Yes. That tolerance is for all those ideologies that are anti-American. And tolerance for mentally ill behavioral lifestyles. Okay? You know what I'm talking about that. And live together in peace with one another as good neighbors. Now, we should be good neighbors. Don't get me wrong. We should strive for peace. But peace is usually founded upon commonality, a unity, not a union. As my dad used to say, he says, you can tie the tails of two tomcats together and throw them across a fence line and you'll have a union, but you won't have unity. So I'm in agreement we should be good neighbors. The Bible commands us to do so. We should love our neighbors as ourselves. But again, what's the foundation for peace and unity there? Well, to me, I see it as the scriptures. For these ends is also to unite our strength to maintain international peace and security. Does anybody see that going on? How does the UN maintain that? Oh, that's right. They do it through force. You've seen their troops, the little blue helmeted guys with their guns. And, of course, the UN also wants to take your guns and my guns. Wait a minute. I don't have any guns. I don't have any of those. But they want to take them. That's how they get peace, through force. It's kind of like Islam. Islam is peace through submission to Islam. That's what that is. It means peace only if you're going to submit to the Baal God, the Beelzebub of the scriptures, Allah. Okay? And for these ends, to ensure by the acceptance of principles and the institution of methods that armed force shall not be used save in the common interest, and to employ international machinery for the promotion of the economic and social advancement of all peoples. There you have it, folks. The UN itself is socialistic, communistic, in its preamble, in its foundation. But I'm not surprised that President Trump doesn't know this. And you may get mad at me if you support Trump. Look, I hope that he would do well by following the Constitution. Okay? I do. I'll get behind him every time when he's doing that. But when he doesn't do it, he's going to get called out. The problem is, he doesn't know what the Constitution says. Just like he didn't know what a favorite Bible verse was, and he quoted something that wasn't even in the Bible. You say, well, you're being a little harsh on him. Look, I didn't run for the office and ask for people's vote. I didn't put my hand on the Bible and swear that I was going to uphold the things that I don't even know what's in there. He did that. But this is what he says the noble ends are. That's what he's referring to. He's doing the same thing Obama did. He'll tell you, oh, this isn't this, and he does the little three-card Monty on you. When we come back, I'm going to show you a few more things off the United Nations website. You can check them out for yourself. Hang on.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. We ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Joseph Era, the founder and CEO of WND.com, WorldNet Daily as it's known in some quarters, the nation's largest independent news source. I am just so pleased to be working with Bradley Dean in a number of ways, getting more familiar with their program and their ministry every single day, and I'm excited about their outreach to young people across this country, which is one of the most important mission fields anybody could ever find.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are you a Catholic with traditional values, seeking traditional worship, but are fed up, angry, and disgusted by corruption in the church? If so, then consider Servants of the Holy Family, a community of priests and brothers who are fighting those who have infiltrated the church, intending to create a one-world government and one-world religion. Help and support this great cause. Visit servi.org, spelled S-E-R-V-I.org. Come to our Mass. Become a priest or brother now at servi.org.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Welcome back to our final segment, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. If you got a comment you want to leave, give us a call, 1-866-582-9933. Let me give you a couple of things here from the UN, from their website. And these things tie into that preamble, those noble ends that Donald Trump spoke about that the UN is all supposed to be about. Okay, now I read them to you right off their site. And you know the news if you're paying any attention. If you're not, well, you need to pay attention. You say, I don't like politics. Guess what? Politics doesn't care, and neither do the people behind it, whether you like it or not. The issue is, especially if you're a Christian, you should be advancing the law of God and the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's what you should be advancing. That's the thing that's going to change people's hearts. It's also going to be the thing that changes the culture back to where we were. Okay? There is no reforming the UN, just like there ain't. I mean, let me be straight. There's no reforming D.C. either, okay? There's no reforming that place. It's gone. Unless there is mass repentance there, it is gone. It is going to continue downhill. Do you understand? But let me point to you some of the things, these noble ends, that come out of the preamble that you can find, and you can read it for yourself right here on the United Nations website. Remember, in that preamble, it was to protect human rights. And there was a human rights treaty that was signed, the International Bill of Human Rights, all of these kinds of things that are put forward by the United Nations. Interestingly enough, they're not protecting the rights of the unborn. Isn't that the most basic of human rights, is the right to life? No, but they will take up some causes like, if you're a sodomite, you want to practice that. Maybe you're a man and you think you're a woman. You want to go and mutilate your body, which isn't going to change a thing except your appearance. That's a right for them. Okay. But you'll find on their page something very interesting. Under the issue of protecting human rights, democracy based on the rule of law is ultimately a means to achieve international peace and security, economic and social progress and development and respect for human rights. What is democracy, folks? It is mob rule. Plain and simple. It is not the rule of law. They're talking out of both sides of their mouth because they're confused. And who's the author of confusion? Well, it ain't God. It ain't God. Do you see what's going on here? This is one of many examples I can give you of double-talking babble that come out of the United Nations, right on their own website. I'm not pulling from anybody else. I'm reading from their website. Another thing that's promoted through the preamble of the United Nations, this idea of employing international machinery for the promotion of the economic and social advancement of all peoples. Among those things, you may have heard about this. This may be in your backyard. Promoting sustainable development. And you guys heard of Agenda 21? Agenda 2030? Any of that stuff? Yeah, well, that's UN stuff. And a lot of people say, well, you know, this thing happened with Bill Clinton and was it really ratified? Okay, but in your backyard, I'll bet you what's going on in practice, whether it was ratified or not. When you hear sustainable development, that's United Nations Agenda 21. That's part of what they're doing. You people out on the West Coast, you're seeing those houses become a little smaller than they used to be. They're going to have you living in a pup tent for long. You've got too much carbon footprint. We got to reduce that stuff. We're going to have you in an 8x8 cell pretty soon. I mean, look, in the land of the free, the home of the brave, we have the largest prison population, which I'm just going to tell you, a lot of people in prison shouldn't even be there. We have made up laws that are unjust. Prison is an unjust punishment. I'm just going to tell you, it doesn't comport with the law of God at all. And look, somebody does something wrong. Yeah, I get it. Okay, a guy stole some money. He didn't strong anybody. He stole some money. He committed a crime. Committed a sin, too. But the Bible has a remedy for that. He doesn't pay the government, and he doesn't pay a quote-unquote debt to society. He pays the person he stole from, and he pays them back with interest. And then he goes and he lives his life. Well, what do? We throw him in jail for 6 months, and we hold everybody's property hostage and put a gun to their head and tell them, if you don't pay the taxes, we're going to put you in jail to feed, clothe, and house that guy. How is that just for anybody all the way around? It's not. It's an injustice. But this sustainable development, this is an issue. This is nothing more than communism, but it's one of those noble things. Now, I get it. Donald Trump is pulled out of Paris. But there's that question, do we want to renegotiate? Well, I thought we were out of it. Now, this is something, you know, I don't usually listen to Rush Limbaugh because I'm not usually riding around. I find him entertaining. But I did hear him the other day about that. And he was like, well, wait a minute. Didn't you say you're out of it? What's this re-talking about, you know, trying to get back in it and renegotiating? He says, I thought we were out of it. Well, I thought we were too. Apparently not. I don't know. But this sustainable development, this is UN stuff. Another part of the UN, to uphold international law. You really got to read this thing. I mean, it's far too long for this last segment because I want to give you a real solution here, okay? And you're going to say, well, this is just cheesy stuff that you're going to give us, but I'm going to give you the solution that will sort things out. But go and read it. You'll find it under UN.org, under sections, what we do, uphold international law. And according to that, it is to deal with treaties and codify major principles of international relations, from sovereign equality of states to prohibition of the use of force in international relations, all of these kinds of things. In fact, we've gotten ourselves in so much of a mess because we went along with the UN about SCOF. And people, you can justify it all you want to. The fact of the matter is that, you know, if America's threatened, we don't need UN approval to be going and deal with that. Or if we've been attacked, we don't have to wait and sit an approval on them. We have the means as a sovereign country to deal with that on our own. Now, is there something that can be done as far as international treaties? Well, I'm going to tell you, I question whether, in a large measure, whether we should be having a lot of international treaties, to tell you the truth. How can you have international treaties with people you cannot trust and who have shown that you cannot trust them? By their very ideology, the very ideology that Donald Trump spoke out about, how can you have treaties with those people? Ever. They've not given you a reason to trust them. So, these are just some of the things that I see. I could give you another hour's worth of them at least, maybe more, of things you can read right on the website, but that's enough for you to do some homework today and say, you know, are these really noble causes? Or, you know, Donald, should we be trying to reform this place or just pull out and kick them out of New York and not be a part of them anymore? And let them just think. I am voting for that side. I say we let them sink because they're anti-American, they're anti-Christian. So you say, well, that's not a very feasible thing. Sure it is. Congress just says, we're not funding you guys anymore. As far as the United Nations, any treaties we have with you guys, null and void, we're canceling those right now. You're on notice. And President Trump signs that, and we're done. Okay? It's pretty simple. It's not hard. Is it going to be devastating to the UN? Yep. As it should be. As it should be. And then let's look to something. Instead of having faith in man, let's listen to what God would tell us. In Isaiah 45, we're told, verse 18, "For thus saith Jehovah, that created the heavens, the God that formed the earth and made it, that established it and created it, not a waste, that formed it to be inhabited. I am Jehovah, and there is none else. I have not spoken in secret in a place of the land of the darkness. I said not unto the seed of Jacob, seek ye me in vain. I, Jehovah, speak righteousness. I declare things that are right. Assemble yourselves and come. Draw near together, ye that are escaped of the nations. They have no knowledge that carry the wood of their graven image and pray unto a God that cannot save. Declare ye and bring it forth. Yea, let them take counsel together who had showed this from ancient time. Who hath declared it from old? Have not I, Jehovah? And there is no God else besides me, a just God and a Savior. There is none besides me. Look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God and there is none else." Do you want prosperity? Do you want the blessings? Do you want human rights respected? Turn to God. He will bring it about. In 23, Bradley will be back with you for 2 hours tomorrow. See ya.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.